Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, final hour with Felger Mass here on an agenda-free Friday. As always, agenda-free Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Mass and Murray back in our Tom Ferrari studios in Dorchester. I am remote. If you're watching the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, see, I'm in Florida, obviously. You can see the palm trees behind me.
Yeah, so the reflection of palm trees.
So I was on a plane today, Maz, and you know when I get in an airport and I get on planes often, not every time, but often I stop by the newsstand and I'm a sucker for the celebrity,
rags.
Tabloid.
The gossip, yeah. Rags.
The gossip picture magazines for the airplane, there's just something about it that I get on a plane and I'm a sucker for these things.
I'm so fascinated by this because you have no interests outside of anything sports. You don't want to have conversations with other human beings, but these things, you see them and you have like this Pavlovian response, like, I got to have them. I need my trash magazines. I got to read about the celebs.
So every time we do it, well, not every time, but every now and then we do the Felger and Maz Hollywood Minute.
Yeah.
Or the Felger and Maz Tabloid Minute. So we'll go over some of the reading later on in the program. If you're watching on the simulcast, that's why they've been bumping out with pictures of Gwen Stefani and what's her name on Law and Order, Maz? You probably know Hagerty.
Oh, Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska Hargitay. So what's her name?
Hargitay.
That's how you pronounce it?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Mariska Hargitay.
Maz, that's right.
So
thank you, Murray.
I got all sorts of good stuff about J-Rod and the breakup, which I find fascinating. Who's a good neighbor, who's not? Meghan and Harry, not good neighbors.
Hollywood takes from Felger.
I'll tell you what, I like buying those mags just to look at the pictures.
So, of course. Well, like, there's not much writing. There's just little blurbs. I got some stuff on Gwen Stefani and plastic surgery, which I think is an important item. So we'll do that at the end of the show. And the simulcast, they have these goofy things on some nights, some Celtics nights. They can't have a producer in their studio when at the end of the show because of Celtics. I don't even know why. So at the end of some of the Felger and Maz shows, they either have to go off the air or they can't put in any pictures or do any production. So they're running the pictures now because they grab the pictures. And so if it has made no sense to you why we are going to break talking about the Patriots draft and they're throwing up a picture of Gwen Stefani, that's why. They didn't want the pictures to go to waste. Okay, so that's way too long of a setup. Right back to you, I promise, on everything. Lottie, you've been waiting patiently. Thank you for doing so. Like Mike and Groton on the Bruins. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Quickly, just Jim Murray, love the Canucks sweater there. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I know you guys have talked about it, but I just don't get how Swayman can't be number two going in the playoffs. I know he's got a couple starts and wins against Buffalo, but having those two going in the playoffs I think would be solid. And lastly, just for you, Mike, I'm not sure how your fandom started with Chicago. Mine started with one player. I'm not sure what's going on with him. I've heard some awful things, but what's going on with Jonathan Toews?
Okay, so I don't know what's going on with Jonathan Toews either. My Blackhawks thing is I'm from Milwaukee, and we didn't have a team, so I drive down to Chicago all the time and see Blackhawks games. But I'm frankly more of a Bruins fan than a Blackhawks fan. I haven't heard any dirt on Jonathan Toews, though. Have you?
No.
No, me either.
Well, that missed time to go back to the mags or Google it.
I'll hit up some of my people out there.
Go under the dark web, Murray.
Here's Rob in Connecticut on the Patriots. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. You think the whole Brady or Belichick discussion has been solved pretty much? Is that who's most responsible for the Super Bowl? And how desperate do you think is Belichick will be?
So, Rob, yeah. Okay, so listen. Yeah. I'm a slave to the scoreboard. So, yep. It's been settled in Brady's favor. And it's going to be that way forever unless Bill, in short order here, wins a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Those are the stakes.
I mean, it really is that simple, because that's the magnitude of what Brady did last year. Again, at this stage of his career, Brady's played for two coaches and won Super Bowls with both of them. Bill's had one quarterback that he's won Super Bowls with, and it was Brady. And people will always say it that way unless Bill changes the narrative.
And so, I'm a simple man. I don't need to look for nuance in a lot of situations. The scoreboard's up there for a reason. Brady over Bill.
Yeah, until Brady won.
Unless Bill can answer this year or next. I'm not even going to give Bill that. You know, Bill doesn't get 5 years to answer. No. He's got to answer in the next year or two, or the thing is over. And I think it's over. I mean, Bill might turn the thing around. He might get this pointed in the right direction. The odds of him actually going all the way, especially with this stiff he's got now at quarterback, I don't like his chances. Dan in L.A. Hi, Dan.
All right, lads. First time listener, long time caller here. Jim Murray, I know you're about as fed up with John Henry's greed right now as much as I am. John Boy, you old geezer, if you're listening, you made a rat bollocks of the old Super League. You think you're going to take my Reds from me and put them on the bloody Super League? You haven't got me on, lad. And please, Bill Belichick, please draft a quarterback, you old geezer.
Okay, Dan, I like Murray's accent much better.
Me too.
Still, I like the terminology, though. He put in some effort there, right?
Yeah, he did put in some effort. I give it, but it wasn't quite as polished as yours, Murray.
Mr. Henry, you don't actually speak, and the fans of Liverpool can't hear you, you geezer.
Would
you
like 0877.
That's right. Would you like to use your words, you sniveling carpetbacked weasel?
0877-22-3344.
Thank you. Corey in Detroit, you're up next with Felger and
Mass. Good evening, Mr. Henry. We're from the BBC. Any word for the fans?
Corey, go ahead, please, in Detroit.
You just like to stack us up, I suppose. Yeah, well, one, I was going to just agree with Murray earlier and say that basically the only... We're not drafting a quarterback. There's no way. Because every single year, what does Bill do? He basically pulls his pants down, shows us his back passage, and plays with his knob. That's all he ever does. And the only way... The only way that we're not going to have this bum that we have now is if San Francisco gets the bum that they want in the third pick, and then somehow Garoppolo goes free. But other than that, we're going to be with Cam, and we might as well just get used to it.
Corey, excellent.
Spot on.
That is spot on.
Yeah. No, that guy, I think that guy was authentic.
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah, he's legit. Yeah.
Your real number is 617-779-0985.
Is there anything you would like to say? We can't hear you.
Tim in Danvers, you're up next to Felger and Mass. Hi, Tim.
So does Swayman stay and does Halakha go down? And if Swayman goes with two losses before the playoffs, I think you keep Tuca out because he's going to take a dump on himself like he's done the last 5 years.
Okay, right. Tim, thank you very much. They're not going to bench Rask if he's healthy. They're just not going to do it. As much as you might want it to happen, as much as you might think it should happen, they won't do it. Enough of them believe in the guy that it's just, I mean, I just don't know how to explain it. He's going to be the guy if he's healthy. But put Swayman on the bench as the number two. And I don't, Halak being sent down or whatever, it doesn't matter. His contract's up, and in the playoffs you'll have weeks or months left. It doesn't matter. You know, Halak will just have to deal with the Black Aces or the practice squad or whatever they carry there, you know, right next to the big club. But Swayman's got to be on the bench. He's got to be that number two guy. That, to me, is the goalie controversy. There's not going to be one for Drask's job until he gets hurt or plays his way out of it. The thing is, who's up next? And can Swayman stay there all year to just let Rask know? I mean, maybe I think Rask, Maz, is kind of beyond pushing, because he's not the kind of guy that's, oh, well, you're trying to take my job, I'll show you. He just doesn't, he's not wired like that. But I don't know. Swayman's playing so well. Every time he's in the net, they win. It's either zero or one goal allowed like last night. At some point, he might be getting Rask's attention.
He has to be the number two at the very least. And for me, who is, you know, anti-Rask at this point, I'm never going to trust him ever again. I'm hoping that he goes sideways here in some way, shape, or form. And then we have Swayman, because Sway is the way. Two things are going to happen if this team's going to win a cup. It's with Swayman. They stay healthy. That one's evident. But it has to be with Swayman.
I want the postseason to start with Tuca in net. I disagree with you guys on this. I have all along. And listen, I'm not telling you that I completely love Tuca. But, to me, you got to go with what the known commodity is, and the whole thing about the playoffs. And sooner or later, he's in his late career now. Okay, so I think he can win one. But that's not really why I interrupted. Can we jump back to Garoppolo for a second?
Oh, yeah, please. By all means, go ahead.
What is the latest on who the Niners are going to pick? Like, what are the odds saying? Haven't they switched back now to Mac Jones?
Yep, it's flipped. So, what I mean to say, Maz, is it's flipped again. So they were originally Mac Jones. Then early this week or late last week, the betting markets put Fields ahead of Mac Jones. And then this week, it flipped back to Mac Jones over Fields.
Okay, and we believe that if Mac Jones is NFL ready and the Niners take Mac Jones, that Garoppolo could be on the market, right?
I think it's independent of it, but go ahead.
Okay. What if the Niners pick Trey Lance?
It's more incumbent that they have a real quarterback
there. I mean, it becomes almost virtually impossible. I don't want to say virtually impossible, but highly unlikely that they would move Garoppolo, right?
Mess, did your watch go off or something?
Where'd this come from?
I'm just saying.
No, I know that tone. We've heard it.
It's obvious.
I'm just, little birds reach out to me every now and then. And it may be that in San Francisco, they're actually eyeing Trey Lance.
Okay, so, Maz, I think Trey Lance is
a project.
He's the guy I would take. Okay, there you go. There's the Apple Watch. Picks that up at the Sons of Italy. It's all this Garoppolo intel.
Those guys know a lot of stuff.
I would take Lance, too. I think Lance is also perfect for the Niners. This little detail that you hear is that he plays under center, that offense there at North Dakota State. He's actually, that's a big thing. There's so many college quarterbacks that are just in the shotgun the entire time and don't know what it's like now to be under center and see a defense from that perspective. And never mind all the footwork required of handoffs. And that Niners running game, Maz, is predicated on the quarterback being under center with the play action, boot action, all of that.
Being able to move.
And Lance is perfect for it. You also hear Lance is off the charts intangible-wise. He's very smart and heady, seeing the field. So Lance has become my guy. That's who I would draft if I were three and I needed a quarterback. I'd draft Lance.
So, I've been intrigued by Lance, too. I'd be lying if I told you I weren't. I think the upside there is really high. And, Mike, if he only played one game this past season, which he did, what if San Francisco looked at it and said, this kid needs work, but a year from now, he'll be the number one pick in the draft.
Okay. I still have a hard time with Garoppolo's contract. So, and this is why I hesitated when you first asked. You know, if Garoppolo made 10, I'd say no-brainer that they keep him. No-brainer that they keep him no matter who they draft. That's why I said I don't think it really matters. Mac Jones, who's ready, or Trey Lance, who's not. A placeholder quarterback does not make $25 million. That just isn't done. So that's still my hang-up, not who they draft.
Yeah, so listen, again,
What does your watch say about that? Can you input a question into the watch? Can you type into that effing thing or what?
Well, no, but I've asked some of these questions in the past. I just necessarily haven't gotten all the answers on them. But I can tell you that... I don't think to this stage the Niners have approached Jimmy G about restructuring. I haven't talked to anybody like Garoppolo directly.
Wow.
But so look, all I'm telling you is I think Lance is in the mix. I think he's in the mix. And if they draft Lance next, a week from now, we'll know. But if they draft Lance with number three next Thursday night, I think the chances of Jimmy G getting out of there are probably really slim.
Getting out of there, I mean, let me just put it to like this, Maz. I still would be, I guess I disagree with that. I would be surprised if Garoppolo was back there under his current contract.
Sure, I get it.
And again, the second half of that sentence is the key to it. You know, could I see them hardball him all the way to the end of training camp, say we're going to release you unless you restructure to $10 million, and then he stays? Yes, I can see that. Absolutely, especially with Lance. And then that thing comes into play. Lance Jones, is the rookie quarterback ready? But they've got to address that money unless the Niners owners are just so large and so understanding and generous to their coach about the quarterback thing that they're willing to draft a guy number three, give up a couple extra first-round picks to go draft that guy number three, and play the substitute teacher, pay the substitute teacher $25 million. If the owners are willing to do that, then Garoppolo's staying. But that to me is like where the rubber meets the road, Maz, not who they draft.
No, I agree. I'm just telling you that, I the only reason I add it is because, I'm just hearing rumblings that EB may be in the mix. And I do think that most people perceive him as a longer term kind of, not project, but would require more time. And, I wonder. I do. I wonder.
Okay. Well, there's some info. There's some intel for you, folks. Courtesy of Maz's Apple Watch. There it is. It went off. It doesn't vibrate. It's like it plays that.
Yeah, that information fell off the back of a truck.
A few cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah, right. Your thoughts, 617-779-0985. Your calls right after this.
It's Felger and Maz. 105 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Matt.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
All right, final hour with Felger and Mast here on an agenda-free Friday. As always, agenda-free Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Mast and Murray back in our Tom Ferrari studios in Dorchester. I am remote. If you're watching the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, Sam, I'm in Florida, obviously. You can see the palm trees behind me.
Yeah, so the reflection of palm trees.
So I was on a plane today, Maz, and you know when I get in an airport and I get on planes often, not every time, but often I stop by the newsstand and I'm a sucker for the celebrity,
rags.
Tabloid.
The gossip rags.
The gossip picture magazines for the airplane. There's just something about it that I get on a plane and I'm a sucker for these things.
I'm so fascinated by this because you have no interests outside of anything sports. You don't want to have conversations with other human beings. But these things, you see them and you have like this Pavlovian response. Like, I got to have them. I need my trash magazines. I got to read about the celebs.
So every time we do it, well, not every time, but every now and then we do the Felger and Maz Hollywood Minute.
Yeah.
Or the Felger and Maz Tabloid Minute. So we'll go over some of the reading later on in the program. If you're watching on the simulcast, that's why they've been bumping out with pictures of Gwen Stefani.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
We can't overlook the fact that Sids and I discussed today that Belichick loves Cam Newton. And one of the reasons he loves Cam Newton,
every single
at a time when topic A,
the Sports Hub.
We can't overlook the fact that Sims and I discussed today that Belichick loves Cam Newton. And one of the reasons he loves Cam Newton, at a time when topic A throughout the NFL, guys choosing to stay away from voluntary offseason workouts, who's there? with bells on. Day one, Cam Newton, ready to do what he didn't have the chance to do last year. Didn't join the Patriots until late June. Wasn't available to do anything until training camp. Was learning on the fly. Now he knows the offense. He's learning it better. He's in the building. He's around. He's soaking it in. That's all the Patriots can really ask for. And I think that's one of the reasons why they maybe shouldn't be desperate to find a quarterback they can develop, because this guy's only a decade into his career. He's got years left. You don't have to go draft a guy that's going to sit behind Cam Newton maybe for 2, 3, 4 years like a Jordan Love in Green Bay. So I think this Cam Newton factor, he's there, he's getting ready, and I think he's going to be pretty good this year. I think that makes it less likely the Patriots go all in on a quarterback in round one.
All right, you get that, folks? Pats don't need to draft a quarterback because they have Cam Newton, according to Mike Florio. Scary, scary commentary. And the scariest part is that he might be totally right, that this is the way they may be thinking. Just think of that. All right, back to your phones, as promised. Gino in Jamaica playing. Go ahead on the NFL draft. What do you got, Gino?
Hey, I want to go back to what you were saying a little while ago about how drafting a quarterback in the first five picks, or the first five quarterbacks in the first 10 picks is dumb.
No, no, I don't think that. I think the Patriots think that. But go ahead.
No. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Here we go again with the Patriots fans, Pats Nation, thinking everybody else is stupid for drafting a quarterback when you guys constantly say, you know, if you got the opportunity, go for it. But now you're saying the Pats are fine at 15. All of a sudden, you want to trade down all of a sudden now. What's up with that?
I'm trying to reflect what I think the Pats are going to do, Gino. And I don't agree with it, so you've confused me a little bit. I'm just trying to tell you what reeks of the Patriots. What reeks of the Patriots is that everyone is stupid for trading up for quarterbacks. We're going to take advantage of everyone else's stupidity by going back in the draft and picking the best defensive players while everyone else is trading up for quarterbacks who aren't worth it. I'm not telling you whether – I'm not telling you that's my philosophy. I'm telling you that's their philosophy. So – I mean, yell at them, not me.
Yeah, I said it to start the show today. I'm just now more convinced than ever that when it comes to that position, Belichick devalues it, and he looks at these other teams investing $30 to $45 million a year in the quote-unquote franchise quarterback, and he just doesn't see the value in that. He wants to build this team the way he's built it and try to win with defense and try to win with a quarterback that's only going to cost him like $5 million a year.
So,
maybe 10.
I'll tell you what, Mike, you know what math I would love to see? And this relates, because we've said what the large majority of quarterbacks who end up in the league as starters come in the first 40 picks, basically. Okay, or 45. Draw the line wherever you want, right in that area. I would love to know the actual math of how many were taken have been taken and call it the first 50 picks of the draft and have turned into viable starters in the league and versus all the others who've been taken and how many have turned into starters. I wonder if the Patriots have done that math. Like, part of me thinks that Bill would do that. They'll look at it and say, yeah, your odds are just as good in round four as they are in round one with quarterbacks. Like, I would love to know.
Yeah, I guess my analysis would be, theirs would be, the second 25 versus the first 25. You know, don't tell me they think you can pluck quarterbacks in the fourth and fifth round consistently. There's no way they believe that. But do they believe you can get a guy at 40 just like you can at 14? Probably. I want them to pick a good quarterback caller. I'm not on their boat. I'm just telling you what I think they're going to do. Marcel in Somerset. Go ahead, Marcel.
Hey, how you doing? I want to go back to the numbers with the uniforms.
Go ahead.
And maybe they're doing that to offset the offense. How the offense, they've been saying how it's had such an advantage with the holding calls and defensive plays.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing that to kind of offset it, where the defense maybe has a little bit of an edge.
Marcel, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm going to zip through some calls. This is why I'm curious about this, because I think it does help the defense. And that's not like the NFL. They don't do many things that help the defense, Maz. And maybe they'll come to regret it because of it.
Yeah, if it's to help the defense, how am I going to phrase this? I agree. I don't think they did it by design. Put it that way. There's no way they're looking to help the defense by design.
No way.
No, but that's what the caller's alluding to. Are they doing it on purpose to try to help the defense? And my answer is no.
No way. No, they're going to realize, oops, this helps the defense
right.
And hurts quarterbacks, and we're going to go back to the old way.
Right. I don't. If it helps the defense, that was not their intention, is my point.
Pasta Joe.
That is good, man.
On the Apple Watch from Bill Ricca. Go ahead, Pasta Joe.
Hi, I'm drunk from America. I would like to say,
Justin Fields is 100% going to the Niners. Mac Jones is a bust. Tell me Mac Jones ain't a bust. He's a joke.
Okay,
he
Boston Joe.
100%.
Yeah, I feel like he's. I feel like he's also had a Chianti or two there, Maz. Here.
Oh yeah, no, he said drunk from Bill Ricca.
Oh, he did say. I thought he said John. He said,
"I'm drunk in Bill Ricca."
Oh yeah. No. He said he's drunk in Bill Ricca. At least he was honest about it.
But isn't that kind of redundant, actually, when you think about it?
Oh, totally. I would say drunk from the Merrimack Valley.
Charlie and Hull. Charlie.
Monday, Wednesday.
Turn your TV down. Call us back next week.
Wow. Yeah, Charlie.
No, we've hit the stretch drive here, Murray.
It's Friday at 5:30.
Sorry, Charlie.
Aldo and Ludlow. Go ahead, Aldo.
Hey, Jimmy, this is for you. And is it just me? I'm happy that John Henry's doing that stuff over there. It's giving me some football to watch. Am I wrong? I don't see what they're all up in arms about. It's like the NASCAR during the early stages of the second tier of this pandemic over here. Can I get your opinion, Mr. Murray?
Is there anything you would like to say? We can't hear you.
Yeah, if you're wondering why people don't like John Henry, it's because he's proven to what he is. He's a bloodless venture capitalist who wants you to think he's one of the good ones, and he's a disingenuous puke. And that's why the Brits are angry, and the people that feel that way across the pond here and in the U.S., they feel that way because I feel that way about John Henry. But so Maz and I talked about this on his Baseball Hour a few days ago. Like, I'm never going to like John Henry. You're not going to make me like John Henry. But the team this year, it's a better product. They're playing baseball the way that I like to see it played, the way I grew up watching it. It's a better product. It's a likable team. So I just compartmentalize. I'll watch the Red Sox. I'll enjoy it. And then I'll just hate John Henry on the side. And I don't really think of him.
I mean, the whole Super League thing is hard for us to understand what's so wrong with it. What, you're just going to take the best of the best and create your own league and just have this one league of the really good teams that play off against each other every year, guaranteed? That doesn't sound so horrible to us. And it's just a blatant money grab by a billionaire owner? Yeah, no crap. What do you think, you dumb Brits? Like, I mean, this is what billionaires do. They grab more money. They're money grabbers. They're money grubbers. So
those,
how do you think they...
Those people love the struggle, though. They want it. So, they just don't want to be given the playoffs. They want to fight for it.
No, that's what I'm telling you. So, like, to us, it doesn't seem that bad. But to them, they like the structure of the Champions League. You have to qualify for, and if you don't earn it, you don't go to the Champions League, and your money is earned. It's not handed to you, and blah, blah, blah. Like, so, like, we don't get all those concepts. And maybe Henry didn't either. You know, I mean, Henry didn't get how they feel about the whole thing.
Oh, he clearly didn't, Mike. And again, shame on those people for having values.
It's just amazing how clueless he was to it, though. It's like he wakes up the next day and says, oh, you guys don't like this thing? And not only do they not like it, they're rioting in the streets. Like, he didn't miss by a little. He missed by an order of 10. It's like you weren't even close, John, to having a clue what these people want. And so that, like that, I think speaks to, John Henry, his the disconnect with people, I think, is what that is. All right, let me just grab one more here. Okay, call screen roulette, Maz. Brian and Quincy, NFL draft, cornerback depth. No shot. I'm not talking about corners right now. NFL draft, Patriots going defense at 15. No. Patriots draft, Kevin in Cambridge. Why has Belichick sucked the last 5 years?
Ooh, that sounds promising.
Promising. Mike in Framingham, NFL jersey numbers. Don't mean anything or won't mean anything. Wayne in Grafton, it's time for a shakeup with Charlie Coyle.
I'm going to go with why is Belichick sucked?
Okay, Wayne, I'm sorry. Call us back next week, man. I promise I'll get John. Kevin in Cambridge. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I just want to know, have you guys heard the sound from Thomas Dimitrov on Tom Curran's podcast from the other day?
No.
Okay, so he talks about the grading system that Belichick uses and basically how all of his disciples around the league, for instance, like John Robinson, have used the same grading system. And I just want to know, if all these people around the league are using the same system and are picking good players, why has Belichick absolutely sucked lemons on the draft for the last 5 years?
I knew that was going to be a good call.
Yep. Maz, you want to answer it then?
Well, so, like, I'd like to know, is it true that all these other teams, have they draft well? I mean, I'm like, Atlanta to me sort of sticks out as, I don't know, they've gone south, right?
Yeah.
And I know Dimitrov's out there anyway. But, you know, has Detroit drafted well? I guess Tennessee has, right?
Yeah. And, you know,
Tampa.
You know, I was just going to say, Jason Light down in Tampa worked here. I don't know if he's a Belichick disciple, but.
Well, at least he can recognize who's a good wide receiver in 2019. Well, he got A.J. Brown.
So, look, the grading system is one thing, but I think what's crept in with Bill is that He might be putting in less work than he has the last several years and relying more on him just calling his coaching buddies and saying, what do you think? Or having a one-on-one visit with a player and the player kisses his ass and, you know, it says the right things in the meeting and Bill walks out and says, well, that's my guy. He was nice to me. And, oh, by the way, my buddy coach says he's good. That's N'Keal Harry. Right? So, because apparently N'Keal Harry didn't rate high on their system. The scouts were saying he's not highly rated. We don't like this guy, Bill. And Bill said, nope, I like the interview, and the coach says he's okay. So that's where I think they've gotten in trouble, maybe going away from that grading.
So, I mean, you know, you beat me to it because I was going to say maybe these guys are actually listening to the grades that their scouts give them, whereas Bill was trumping it.
Exactly.
Maybe that's it.
Okay, coming up after Murray's update, we've got the email of the day and the Felger and Mazz tabloid minute you don't want to miss.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
No thanks.
Felger and Mazz.
Those guys are always trouble.
I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've got a feeling deep inside.
Felger and Mazz here on a Friday. Let's quickly, Stu, if we could please do the email of the day.
Yeah.
We got one for Gasper. Hopefully he's still listening.
Yeah. It's the Moncast email of the day.
Dear Felger, I really hate you.
I don't like Gasper
and
either.
And I think Mazz is a boob.
Murray's really.
Send one to Felger at 98.5thesportshub.com.
I don't like that milkman kid.
Email of the day is brought to you by Mimecast. It's protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com with an M, Mimecast. Hey, gents, says Scott, please ask Gasper, a.k.a. Brady's junk warmer, what big-name free agent took a lesser contract to come play with Brady? The answer, none. And then he goes on with a longer thing. I also just liked, you know, obviously I want to read junk warmer. Gasper is Brady's junk warmer. You know,
yep.
I don't know exactly what that, you know, we know exactly what that means. But I agree with the emailer. I think 99 times out of 100, these NFL players go for the guaranteed money. They have to in that sport. It's unlike the others where you pick things for different reasons. In football, it's almost always the money. I think there's a few guys maybe that have played with Brady. Gronkowski's one of them, obviously. Antonio Brown. There's a couple of guys here or there.
Levante David didn't go out and sniff around and try to sign with another team. I think he kind of took a hometown discount.
Okay, but that's to stay on a championship team. Is it because of Brady? If they had Pat Mahomes, would he have stayed for Pat Mahomes?
I suppose so.
I mean, if they were winning championships with you, wouldn't he have stayed?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Oh, I mean, that's sort of the point. But that's not what I want to get to. It's the Felger Mass Tabloid Minute. When I fly, sometimes I'm a sucker for the magazines. I don't know. You guys are on social media and all this. I still get my dirt from Life and Style magazine and Star magazine. I just want to give you some things that stood out to me. You ready, Maz?
I'm ready. I'm in.
Okay, Life and Style, Neighbors from Hell. It goes over Harry and Meghan, Angelina Jolie, George and Amal, and Rihanna, and how they're bad neighbors. Just really quickly, like Angie's house is like a carnival. Apparently, she's put all her kids into a one house, and they just party their faces off, and it's like nuts in the neighborhood.
Okay. They're going to be like, yeah, they're going to be in their teens now, right? Most of those kids?
And apparently, they're out of control. Clooney's apparently paranoid. He's got 18 spy cameras installed in his house in England, and the neighbors are sort of bugged out by it because he's like filming everything. So that's why he's a bad neighbor.
He's part of the Illuminati.
I can see that.
Rihanna, loud ragers every night. That's a big shocker, right? I was surprised to really see that.
I like her.
She's, yeah. A tiger. But
Meghan and Harry, what it says in her Meghan and Harry, they don't pick up after their dogs.
My gosh.
If you don't pick up after your dogs, I think you are fundamentally a bad human being.
Worst of the worst.
And I don't care if you give a lot to charity, if on the face of it you're sort of friendly or there's a million other things that we could say that is nice about you. If you let your dog run around and pee and crap on other people's property or don't pick up after your dog in common areas, there's something wrong with you deep, deep inside.
I think it should be a crime.
Okay.
Alone with that, Mike, too. Like most people, if someone gets caught doing that, like you're asking to get beat up.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Horrible.
You deserve to get beat up if you do that.
Real reason I grabbed this is because there's a story on J-Lo and A-Rod. A-Rod had enough of J-Lo. They split. I liked that couple. I thought they were a nice couple. I thought A-Rod...
I liked half of it.
I feel like A-Rod's become a good guy. So as I start to flip through this, I find, you know, wedding bells are ringing for Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. I just can't bring myself to give two poops, a half a poop about the Kardashians. It's just not my thing. I don't care about them. I don't know why I just don't.
Because they're vapid and talentless?
And as I'm flipping through it, here's a picture of A-Rod and his new – I'm sorry, not A-Rod. Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay and his new fiance
Shailene Woodley, yeah.
At Disney World. Make me gag. Perfect for each other. A couple of know-it-alls.
She seems like a lot.
Oh, insufferable.
Protesting at something about like the pipeline or something.
Insufferable. Please. Listen, I just want to read real quick the J-Rod story.
Okay, go.
It's over! Exclamation point. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have officially ended their engagement after 4 years together. The trouble started in January when A-Rod, 45, I love how they always give me the ages. That's so important in these tabloid reports. I want to know how old you are and how you look at your age.
He's only 45.
45, he looks excellent. Excellent looking dude at 45. A-Rod was accused of cheating on J-Lo, 51, Maz. 51.
Oh, she's in way better shape than
me. I love it. So that's give me the ages with these older gals. 51. So A-Rod was accused of cheating on J-Lo with Southern Charms Madison LaCroix, 30. Look at her. I don't care that she's 30. I'm sticking with J-Lo at 51.
Hold on, I gotta punch up Madison LaCroix.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go. You punch up Madison LaCroix. While the reality star denied that anything physical happened, rumors of a rift began to circulate in early March. The pair responded by putting on a united front with the former Yankee flying down to the DR, where J-Lo was filming her new romantic comedy. As Life and Style has previously reported, though, the pics of them smooching were all just for show. Quote, J-Lo became obsessed with portraying herself and A-Rod as the perfect Hollywood power couple, says a source, but it was all a facade. A-Rod spent most of his time golf. He spent most of his time playing golf to escape from her nagging, said every guy everywhere. Okay,
I was just going to say that. Nothing unusual there.
Why do you think dudes play golf, ladies? Like, what? Why do you think they're there for 6 hours at a clip?
Yeah, really slow today.
It's to get out of the house. Okay, so there's that story. In this other one, the cover did nothing for me. That Silo, which is Brad Pitt's and Angie's daughter's becoming a model. I don't give two poops.
What's her name? Silo?
Silo? I don't
know. Throw up the photo here. Let's see. Hold on.
Okay,
she of age? Can I say that?
So listen, I want the older gals. They show a bikini pic of Heather Graham, who's put on she's carrying a little bit more weight, but still looks fabulous. And she's a little blurb saying, a day after strutting her stuff in a body positive video, in which she thanked pals for making me feel good about myself on Instagram, Heather Graham showed off her fabulous curves on the beach. She looks great at 51. She's proud of the extra weight she put on. All good there. Then I see the picture of, it's Mariska Hargitay. Is that how you pronounce it?
Hargitay.
Okay, so Maz is a big, he loves these drama, these cop dramas and these courtroom dramas. Are you a fan of hers?
Yeah, well, I mean in her prime.
She's 57.
In her peak years.
Do you know she's married to this other dude who appears on the show?
No, did not know that. What guy?
That guy.
Well, I can't see you anymore.
Okay, well, I put it up to the screen.
Do you know where her mom is? I didn't know this until today.
Peter Herman is the guy's name. He plays a defense attorney in some recurring episodes. She keeps trying to get him on.
Or mom was. Jane Mansfield.
You're kidding.
Oh,
you know what?
Well,
she
that
actually
makes perfect
looks
sense.
A little like her.
She was in the car accident that decapitated her, too, apparently.
Okay, listen, I want to rush because there's one thing that I want to get to that feel strongly about. This here, Blake Shelton is concerned about Gwen Stefani's use of fillers and plastic surgery. That's Gwen Stefani. Look at her.
Yeah, she doesn't even look the same anymore.
Okay, so listen. I love the older gals, you know, late 40s, early 50s, who've kept it together. Like, I'm really interested. Like, that does it for me. Like, good for you. You know, you're bringing it at 51. But you can't do this. You know, you can't puff your face with so much crap that I don't recognize what you look like. That doesn't look like Gwen Stefani. And Blake Shelton's concerned about it. And I'm with you, Blake. Because these girls, and men too, I suppose, start filling their face with all this crap. And the next thing you know, they don't look like themselves. That doesn't count. If you look different at 51, I'm not going to call you a well-put-together 51-year-old. You know who's like the gold standard, Maz, for the gal at that age?
Who?
Still Elizabeth Hurley.
She's still throwing in the low 90s.
Still amazing.
She's like Nolan Ryan.
Okay, here's one final pick. It's just a pick of Britney Spears. Just giving you a picture of her in like a little skirt dancing on her porch. But I did just want to bring up a Britney Spears point. And if we did entertainment radio, I'd spend 4 hours a day on this. I know the Free Britney movement, Murray. I'm familiar with hashtag Free Britney. I watched the documentary, the New York Times documentary.
The wife and I tapped out after 3 minutes on that thing.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about this, all you Free Britney people. Here's a fact. That conservatorship, her father stepping in and taking control of her life and her finances, saved her career, saved her family, allowed her to see her kids again. Like, the way this is portrayed is that, like, she was kidnapped at the age of whatever, 24, and has no life. When the fact is, she ran into major trouble of her own doing, of, you know, drug and alcohol dependency and just wild behavior to a point where she lost custody of her children. Not that it was stolen from her, a judge read all the medical reports, the psychological reports, all of it, and said, you're not fit to be a mother. And she lost her kids. She was losing her career. She was losing her life. And her father stepped in, and this conservatorship started. And she now has her family back, her kids back, her career back. So, yes, should she be free and get her life back and her career back? Yes. Yes, it's probably time. I'm not going to fight you on that. But don't lose sight of the fact that conservatorship put her entire life back on track. She may not have made it. She may not be living now if it wasn't for that thing. I'm serious about that. People are treating Britney like she was thrown in some Russian prison. The whole conservator thing saved her life. 617-779-0985.
Can I just give you one small thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because since we're on the topic of celebrities and women at certain ages and all this sort of stuff.
Yep.
The best 5 minutes of my day every day are during the crossover from the midday show to Felger and Maz, because from 1:55 to 2 p.m., I get to see the Good Morning America What to Know with Amy Robach and Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
Oh, that doctor. Mm.
Those 5 minutes, so that's what? That's 25 minutes a week? I don't know that I'd be able to live without them.
Amy Robach, how old is she, Maz?
Well, she's got to be in her 40s, right?
Googling it, she is 48.
And yep. Jennifer Ashton is 52.
Mm. Oh!
See, Murray, that's my generation, right? So I'm not doing anything out of bounds there. I think that those women take fabulous care of themselves.
And that does it for me. You can take your Kardashians and you go nuts. And all the 22-year-old Instagram models and all this, like, that doesn't impress me.
And I would call them both true classic beauties.
No interest. This Amy Robach and the Dr. Maz, I'm with you. When I get in time, yeah, we do. We sit there and we gaze longingly.
It's the best 5 minutes of my day other than the last 5 minutes when I fall asleep.
Okay. Thus concludes the Felger and Maz Tabloid Minute. The final word is next, like you need it now.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right. Well, Hardy put this together as we completed week one of the Felger and Maz Big Board today. Still got a few days to go before next week's draft on Thursday, but it's the name game, everyone.
Oh, Hardy. God.
The name game.
Okay, that pitcher is...
Come on, everybody.
That guy, I'm so bad.
I say, now let's play a game.
This is...
I bet you I could make a rhyme.
Talanoa.
Out of anybody's name.
Hufanaga.
The first letter of the name.
Hufanga.
I treat it like it wasn't there.
He from the island.
But a B or an F.
Talanda.
Or an M will appear.
Hufanga.
And then I say.
Tola, tola, tolanda, banana, banana, fofanda, fee, fine, momanda.
Talanda. Hufanga.
Let's do Tony. Tony, Tony, Boboni, banana, banana, fofoni, fee, fine, momoni.
Hufanga.
I think my father used to say that to me when I was a kid.
No, Kinzentine.
Pretty good. Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, Bo, Illy, Bo, Nana, Banna, Bo, Billy, Fee, Fi, Mo, Millie.
Talanoa Hufanga.
The name game.
Okay, Tyree Gillespie. 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 Why can't I get a player named Steve Smith ever? No, but I'm particularly bad. Gillespie is just not that hard.
No, that's kind of pretty basic. Yeah.
That was pretty straightforward. I couldn't even spit that one out. Hardy's out this week, and he still did that?
Yeah, he was back from vacation just to make that bit, apparently.
That's so nice of him. Thank you, Hardy, for putting that together. All right. Here comes the baseball hour, Maz. What do you got?
Yep. As is the case every Friday, Matt McCarthy will be joining us. We'll touch on that Red Sox loss last night. Alex Cora said something interesting tonight, too, that I want to hit on. We'll get in that in the second half of the show. It's an abbreviated program on the baseball hour, so we'll be hustling through it.
Okay. Be quick. Call Maz now if you want to get on. Otherwise, everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy all the games that you'll hear here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're back Monday at 2 to talk about that and count down to the draft. Guys, we'll see you then.
See you, Mike.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.